Well, hello everyone. This is George here. I just want to talk a little about our multimedia brains. It's an interesting topic, and I can certainly relate to the discussion that I've heard thus far on AudioBoo about it. Basically, the idea that you can hear a sound recording and it'll take you back to the moment in time where either you first made it or you first heard the recording and so forth. I don't have my sight and everything, but I do remember all the other sensations, and I do remember the image, if you will, of what light perception and shadows that I might have had associated with it, but I also remember a sense of touch. I have a way of discovering things sort of in a light way, but where this is going is, I was just thinking of a song by Frozen Ghosts. The song is called Should I See? And the first time I actually heard it was when they were doing a countdown of the top 100 songs of 1987. This was, I think, New Year's Eve, yeah. New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I was a teenager, very into recordings and so forth, so I wanted to record this. I've listened to it all New Year's Eve, then they rebroadcast it New Year's Day, so I remember exactly, you know, plugging it through a Marantz receiver. Of course, that took care of the radio aspect. Then that lined out to a Philips 401 Continental reel-to-reel 1964 model solid-state. I can still remember the feel of it. I can still remember working the controls at that moment. There's several other things like that. You know, songs like that, but that was just one that popped out. I can remember sitting in my bedroom with this stuff, the layout of the room, everything, what I was doing. It's almost like clicking on a page, and so you click on the page, and it loads, and you've got the sounds, and then you've got a few other links, associated activities, or just associated trivia. You know, you might even subdivide that into links, because it all sort of ties in. And you don't need sight to do that, but I think it's just the way that our brain associates things. I don't understand it or even pretend to. But it's pretty magnificent, pretty stunning in its own way. Fascinating topic to ponder. And thanks to McCulligan for bringing it up, and thank you for listening. Bye for now.